Coming up in a bit, we're going to get to the Royals. Before we do that, I just want to play this audio for you because, of course, Mad Dog Russo, he mad.
And I did an NFL breaking news. What? What happened? Parsons got signed? No, it wasn't that. And then today, I got to sit back and listen to Stevie wax poetic on the Lady Di Charles relationship. Can we calm down on Travis Kelce and freaking Taylor Swift? It's football season. I don't want to see him bow down, marry me, Taylor. I could care less. Let's play football. I'm not interested. Now I got to watch 9 million camera shots in that week one game when they play in Sao Paulo and Roger Goodell in the freaking, oh my God, enough, 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 enough. It's football time. I want Kelce to drop 5,000 passes because I'm taking the Chiefs as an under at 11.5. I ain't new firm at all. This is not Lady Di, and this is not freaking Charles in 1980. I am so sick and tired of seeing it. Hey, have a happy life. Thousands of kids love each other forever, but keep it away from my TV.
That was Christopher Mad Dog Russo talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I imagine a lot of you also feel that way about the Travis and Taylor. They don't bother me. They're just, I would say for as public as their relationship is, they've done a really good job of just keeping it private. We don't really know a whole lot about their relationship for her being the most famous person in America, and him being one of the five most popular players in the most popular league. Like, they kind of just mind their own business. Hey, we're going to go to dinner. We love each other. Hey, we're going to... They don't really bother me. They really don't. I get why people are excited about it. I mean, I'm not a Swiftie by any means, but she doesn't bother me. She seems pretty cool. She seems fine to me, so hey, I support them. If they're happy, I'm happy. So good luck to Travis. Good luck to Taylor, as they are engaged to be married.